Good morning. It's a little crispy outside. I'm glad to see all of you made it without too much trouble, but it is really cold here. It's below zero. So for those of you joining us on Zoom, feel blessed that you're not here in Chicago at the moment, unless you're in New York or somewhere else. But yes, we're happy to have you here. This month, we are celebrating African American heritage. So throughout the month, you'll hear different musical selections, and there may be special events happening, so check our website out. You'll see what's happening, www.stjameswabash.org. Now, we do have Ash Wednesday as well coming up on the 17th, so if you're interested in coming to St. James, you can find some sign-up geniuses on our website. You can sign up. We will have some options for you as far as obtaining ashes, and you can even take them home. So for more information, you can see our website. We have an announcement in our newsletter and things like that. So today we are celebrating the fifth Sunday in Ordinary Time, and please rise.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus and the love of God, communion in the Holy Spirit be with you. Dante's vision is that hell is not fire but ice, so we can have that vision today. I don't want to end up there. So let's place ourselves in God's presence today. We're going to be attentive to this word of God where Jesus is beginning his ministry in St. Mark's Gospel, and attentive to the many ways God is blessing us. So let's turn to the Lord today and ask for the gifts of grace and mercy. I confess
to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do,
through my fault, through my most grievous fault.
Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God.
May Almighty God have mercy, forgive our sin, bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Glory, glory to God in the highest. Glory, glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you.
Let us pray, Heavenly Father, that these will be days of grace, days of hope. Let us pray that your Son, Jesus, who brings healing and hope into our world, will be with us this day. And let us pray that that Holy Spirit of hope, that Holy Spirit of joy, will fill our minds and hearts. Keep your family safe, O Lord, with unfailing care. That relying solely on the hope of heavenly grace, we may be defended always by your protection. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Life on earth, a drudgery, are not his days, those of hirings. He is a slave who longs for the shade, a hireling who waits for his wages. So I have been assigned months of misery, and troubled nights have been allotted to me. If in bed I say, when shall I rise? Then the night drags on. I am filled with restlessness until the dawn. My days are swifter than a weaver's shuffle. They come to an end without hope. Remember that my life is like the wind. I shall not see happiness again. The word of the Lord.
I will praise your name forever, my King and my God.
I will praise your name forever, my King and my God.
I will extol you, my God and my King. I will bless your name forever. Every day I will bless you, Lord. I'll praise your holy name.
I will praise your name forever, my King and my God. I will praise your name forever, my King and my God.
The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness. Every day I will bless you, Lord. I'll praise your holy name.
I will praise your name forever, my King and my God. I will praise your name forever, my King.
Saints shall bless you. My mouth shall speak your praise. I'll praise your holy name.
I will praise your name forever, my King and my God. I will praise your name forever, my King.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, if I preach the gospel, this is no reason for me to boast, for an obligation has been imposed on me, and woe to me if I do not preach it. If I do so willingly, I have a recompense, but if unwillingly, then I have been entrusted with the stewardship. What then is my recompense? That, when I preach, I offer the gospel free of charge, so as not to make full use of my right in the gospel. Although I am free in regard to all, I have made myself a slave to all, so as to win over as many as possible. To the weak, I have become weak, to win over the weak. I have become all things to all, to at least save some. All this I do for the sake of the gospel, so that I too may have a share in it. The word of the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. of the world, says the Lord. Whoever follows me shall have the light of the light.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay ill with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grabbed her hand, and helped her up. Then her fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening, almost sunset, they brought to him all who were ill and possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick of various diseases and drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and upon finding him, said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go to a nearby village, that I may go preach there also. For this purpose I have come." So they went to their synagogue, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There is something important that happens to us when we identify ourselves in connection with others. From our titles in life as uncles, aunts, cousins, dads, moms, something special happens to us. Our view of life changes, our view of our world, and the view of ourselves. There's a young man named Akeem Johnson. Lives in Chicago and was touched by the amount of poor that our city has, and he wanted to do something. So he decided to come up with giving out shower kits to the poor, so they can sanitize their hands, wear a protective mask, brush their teeth, basic needs. He'd been doing this for 3 years. Very powerful, very helpful young man. At this point, he's handed out over 20,000 homeless kits. I say young man because he's only 12. Things happen when you identify yourself with others and you decide to help out. I remember one day I was coming into town and my aunt Michelle picked me up from the train. I keep asking her, "Why do you keep doing this? I can take the bus home." She said, "No, I'm your aunt." She let me know it's her place to help out, to step in when needed, whether or not she's asked or not. It's her place. In our gospel today, we see Jesus healing the sick, preaching the gospel, then going off to pray. Pretty much Jesus was just being Jesus. What he's called to do, he mentions that in his word. That for this purpose, I am here. Jesus is known and needed everywhere. The message, the healing. But they followed him, wanted him to come back. But can you imagine being there? Seeing the blind see you for the first time, watching crippled people get up and walk away, hugging people who have just been healed from leprosy. That's a powerful moment. Of course, we want more of that. We'll love to keep that going on. But the thing is that that's needed everywhere. God's healing, God's message, is not only needed here, it's needed over there. Just as the word of God is here at St. James, it's also at St. Benedict the African, the cathedral downtown, St. Peter's. Our faith is needed everywhere. Knowing that Jesus is healing people, and this healing is immediate healing. People are right back to work, as you see in the scriptures. When you're healed by Jesus, there's no recovery room needed. You get up and you go. Now, if I was there, and we know we were all there, we've been bringing relatives there, our friends and our loved ones, we'll be carrying them there, pushing them there, many against their will. We have relatives who will drag them before Jesus. But why do we like to box Jesus in? Because it's a good feeling. Having Jesus in our lives makes us feel good. And we don't want to let that go. We want more moments like that. We need more moments like that. But one of the things that connected with Jesus is that it's needed everywhere. Not just where we're at. The love of Christ is needed all over the world. Not just our town, our community, our home. Everyone's home needs to experience a healing, a blessing, a grace of mercy. As baptized believers, we must live our lives like Jesus. Our faith is a fleshy ministry, which means that someone needs to go out and tell someone else. Someone else needs to testify to the faith. Someone needs to verbally tell someone, look them in the eyes and explain to them about God's grace and mercy. That's how our ministry spreads. That's how our faith spreads from one person to another. And as believers in Christ, it's our place to do that. One of my fondest memories I have when I was visiting my mother, and I was came and walked in the door just in time to see my daughter bring a glass of ice water to my grandmother, watching someone I care about serving someone else I care about. That's a beautiful moment. That's needed everywhere. Everyone needs to be served, needs to be cared for globally. I know it's kind of hard to do that when we're keeping social distancing. And many of us haven't left our home. But there are people to cross our path where we're at. And we need to support them and care for them. We need to tell them, let them know that we love them and we're praying for them. And for the people we cannot see, we're not limited to our homes. We're believers in Jesus Christ. We have prayer. We may be sitting in your chair, but you can aid someone on the other side of the planet. Our ministry is not limited to our location. Prayer takes us everywhere, for any time, for anyone. That is what we need to do. Share our faith like Jesus did. Because Jesus being Jesus, we as believers in Christ need to be like Jesus. Amen? Amen.
We join together then in confessing our faith.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for salvation, he came down from heaven, incarnate of the Virgin Mary,
and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory
to judge the living
and the dead, and the kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken to the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
As a people of God, we can always turn to the Lord and know that God hears us. So with confidence, we present our prayers and petitions.
For the church, that we may carry on the mission of Jesus Christ, caring for the sick and wounded, the burdened and broken, bringing the strength and comfort of the Lord to them and their loved ones, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That our leaders may respond with compassion and assistance to the needs of those who suffer, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who suffer alone, those without close family and friends for companionship and support, that they may know the loving embrace of God, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who find it challenging to provide for themselves or their families due to unemployment or under unemployment or the need to work multiple jobs because of low wages, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
As we celebrate African American History Month, we lift up the many contributions of Black doctors, nurses, and healthcare workers, and we lift up hospitals, including Mercy Hospital, that historically served African American communities. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have gone before us in faith, especially Deborah and Shirley Barker, for whom this Mass is offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the prayers that we hold quietly in our hearts, for those named in our book of prayers, and for all the needs of our parish and community, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Hear all these prayers, Heavenly Father. We make them in the holy name of Jesus, our Lord, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Thank you.
Let us pray that our sacrifice will be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice of your hand, the praise and glory of God's name, for our good, the good of all the holy church.
O Lord our God, you once established these created things to sustain us in our frailty. Grant, we pray, that they may become for us the sacrament of eternal life. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just. Our duty and salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Father of mercies, ever faithful God. You have given us Jesus, your Son, as our Lord and Redeemer. He always showed compassion for children and for the poor, for the sick and for the sinner. He became a neighbor to the oppressed and afflicted. By word and deed, he announced to the world that you are a father and that you care for all your sons and daughters. So with all the angels and saints, we exalt and bless your name. We sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim. To be glorified, O God, you love the human race. You always walk with us on our journey of life. Blessed indeed is your Son, present in our midst when we are gathered by his love, and when, as once for the disciples, so now for us, he opens the scriptures and breaks the bread. Therefore, Father most merciful, we ask you, send forth your Holy Spirit, sanctify these gifts of bread and wine, and let them become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. When the day before he was to suffer, on the night of the Last Supper, he took bread, said a blessing. He broke the bread and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when the supper was ended, he took the chalice and gave you thanks. He gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in memory of me.
The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup,
therefore, Holy Father, as we celebrate the memorial of Christ, your Son and our Savior, whom you led through his passion and death on the cross to the glory of the resurrection, and whom you have seated at your right hand, we proclaim the work of your love until he comes again, and we offer you the bread of life and the chalice of blessing. Look with favor on the oblation of your church, in which we show forth the paschal sacrifice of Christ that has been handed on to us, and grant that by the power of the Spirit of your love, we may be counted now and until the day of eternity among the members of your Son, in whose body and blood we have communion. Bring your church, O Lord, to perfect faith and charity, together with Pope Francis and Cardinal Blaise and the entire people you have made your own. Open our eyes to the needs of our brothers and sisters. Inspire in us words and actions to comfort those who labor and are heavy burdened. Make us serve them truly after the example of Christ and in his command. And may your church stand as a living witness to truth and freedom, to peace and justice, that all people might be raised up to a new hope. Remember our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the peace of Christ, all the dead whose faith you alone have known. Admit them to rejoice in the light of your face, and in the resurrection give them the fullness of life. And grant also to us, when our earthly pilgrimage is done, may we come to that eternal dwelling place and live with you forever, there in communion with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, her husband Saint Joseph, the blessed Apostle Saint James, and all the saints. We shall praise and exalt you through Christ Jesus, who gives us every good gift. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. And
let us help each other away for peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sin of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
May the body and blood of Christ keep us safe for eternal life. The prayer for spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Come spiritually into my heart. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Amen.
The goodness of God. Lord, I hear of shows of blessings thou art scattering full and free. Shows the thirsty soul refreshing. Let some drops now fall on me. Even me, Lord, even me, even me, Lord, even me, let some drops now fall on me. Bread of heaven, bread of heaven, ever let me feed on thee. Vine of heaven, brine of heaven, let thy blood atone for me. Even me, yes, even me, even me, Lord, even me, let thy blood atone for me.
The words of Job in today's first reading find a place in our hearts in these days. Is not man's life on earth a drudgery? My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle. They come to an end without hope. I shall not see happiness again. This past year has worn many of us down with a pandemic, economic uncertainties, and social unrest. Hope seems so very thin. Still, that painful experience for us as people of faith isn't the whole story. It must be completed by the gospel that we just now heard. There, Jesus heals bodies and spirits. He raises up Peter's mother-in-law and others who are physically ill. He casts out oppressive demons. But to all who are afflicted, he also brings hope. Hope, as much as air or water or food, enables us to live and to go forward. Hope cannot simply be wishful thinking, and it cannot amount to hope in ourselves or our own resources. The only hope that will truly sustain us is the hope that God gives us in Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. As St. Paul tells us, the gift of hope is already ours. For Jesus Christ dwelling in us is our hope of glory. The theme of this year's annual Catholic Appeal captures this calling to be Jesus' missionary disciples. Come, follow me, and bring hope to the world. Your support of the appeal is more important than ever. Through it, you give hope to so many, to the parish and school communities financially impacted by the virus, to the ministries in the Archdiocese that care for vulnerable individuals during this global crisis, and to Catholic Relief Services, which reaches out to the whole world. Jesus says to each of us, "Come, follow me, and bring hope to the world." As your financial circumstances permit, please join me and other Catholics in making a gift to the annual Catholic Appeal of the Archdiocese. You have my promise that the Archdiocese will be respectful of your sacrifice and a good steward of your gift. And once your parish meets its goal, proceeds return to the parish to support its mission in your local community. Listen now to your pastor's instructions. Because of restrictions imposed by the virus, he will help you to make your pledge on your phone. Then celebrate the Eucharist with hearts uplifted and grateful for the hope that God has poured into our hearts.
If you didn't recognize it, that was Cardinal Supich introducing the annual Catholic Appeal. There are four different ways you can give this year. If you have given in the past, you've probably already received a letter from the Cardinal inviting you to give again this year for the annual Catholic Appeal. You can visit the website, annualcatholicappeal.com, to make a gift online. That's on our website as well. And as the Cardinal just said, there's a new option this year, text to give. And Peter, you might want to notice this one. This sounds like a good thing. Text to give. For the text to give option, you open your text message application and enter the number 345-345, then type in the keyword ACA, Annual Catholic Appeal 2021. And then when you send that, then you will receive a hyperlink. And make sure you mention St. James on Wabash, and you can make the donation for the appeal. I'll put this on the bulletin board if you want to write this down, or if anybody at home will put it in the newsletter. And of course, finally, if none of those options work for you, we have the old-fashioned envelopes that we used to have in the past. We would give out there by the door. You can take one of these home if you'd like as well. And this little brochure is also available to explain exactly what the annual Catholic Appeal does. You can pick one of those up with your bulletin as well. Okay? Then let us pray. Oh God, you have willed that we be partakers of the one bread and the one chalice. Grant, we pray, so to live, that made one in Christ, we might joyfully bear fruit for the salvation of the world through Christ our Lord. This is the season when things are starting to gear up for not only African American Heritage Month, but Lent coming. We have next Sunday our annual African American Heritage Sunday, and unfortunately we can't do it with our big celebration the way we ordinarily do. But we're hoping to have a wonderful celebration, given our limitations. And then after services, there's going to be some talks, information sharing about the heritage that we share. And so please, if you're Zooming next week, hang around for a little while afterwards, and we can share in that. So that's next Sunday. Ash Wednesday is the 17th. We are working on some different methods to make sure that everyone can get ashes. We're not allowed to touch this year, so we're going to have little swabs for individual swabs. And there's going to be the option of taking home a little packet of ashes that you can bring to your family and sign yourselves and your family with ashes, should you show desire. There's going to be services in the morning, at noon, and in the evening that you can sign up for.
Or we're going to also have times when you can just come by and we can distribute ashes right to your car so that you don't have to worry about stepping out into a dangerous situation. But that's the 17th. Every Friday in Lent, we're going to do virtual Stations of the Cross at 6:30 on Friday. So you can, again, watch on the bulletin for the link to join in every Friday during during Lent. And then on the 21st, so not next Sunday, but the Sunday after, we'll have continue our monthly discussions on faith and race. So, and then one other thing, one of our newest parishioners, Persephone, has her 7th birthday. She doesn't look a day over 6 to me, but she's getting old. So great for Persephone. I think I remembered everything. The Lord be with you. God's blessing upon us all, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace and love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for that, Francis. That was beautiful.